Eleanor Vasquez had kept the light at Point Haro for 41 years, and in all that time, she had never once missed a sunset. The tower's lamp turned above her like a slow, patient heartbeat, sweeping the gray water in 4-second intervals. She could set her watch by it, and often did. The boy arrived on a Tuesday, in the last week of October, carrying a canvas bag and a letter from the mainland authority. He stood at the base of the tower and read the brass plate twice before knocking. "You're the replacement," she said. It wasn't a question. "Trainee," he corrected, then wished he hadn't. "Tobias Reyes." The letter says, I know what the letter says. I wrote to them in June, and it's taken them 4 months to send me a child. She looked past him at the sky, the way sailors do, reading something he couldn't see. Storm by Friday. Come in. The tower was narrower inside than he'd imagined, a spiral of 118 iron steps, each one worn to a shine in the middle. Eleanor climbed them the way other people walk down a hallway, talking the whole time without turning around. Rule 1. The log is written at 6. Noon. And 6. Not 5:55. Not 6:10. If you can't tell time, the sea will teach you, and its lessons are expensive. Rule 2. She went on. The lamp is cleaned in daylight. Always. A keeper who trims wicks in the dark is a keeper who has already given up. Tobias counted the steps under his breath and lost track twice. At the top, the lamp room opened around them like the inside of a jewel, brass and glass and the enormous lens, taller than a man, resting in its bath of mercury. It floats, he said, before he could stop himself. 800 kilograms, and I can turn it with one finger. For the first time, something close to warmth crossed her face. That's the whole trade, Mr. Reyes. Enormous things move gently. They ate supper in the kitchen at the base of the tower, tin soup and bread that had crossed the water that morning. He asked her, carefully, why she was leaving. For a long moment, there was no sound but the wind finding the seams of the old windows, a low, searching whistle. My eyes, she said at last, quietly. The doctors have a long name for it. What it means is that in a year, maybe two, I won't be able to tell the lamp from the moon. She turned her cup slowly on its saucer. A lighthouse keeper who can't see the light. There's a joke in there somewhere, but I've decided not to find it. He didn't know what to say, so he said nothing, and she seemed to approve of that. Later, on the gallery, she showed him the coast the way a general shows a map. The shoal called the Grinder, 2 kilometers out, that had taken 11 ships before the tower was built in 1911. The safe channel, narrow as a hallway. The buoy light that blinked red, red, green. The sea doesn't hate anyone, Eleanor said. People write poems about its cruelty. Nonsense. It's just bigger than we are, and older, and it doesn't check the log at 6. She rested one hand on the cold rail. That's why we do. Below them, the lamp swept the water. 4 seconds. 4 seconds. 4 seconds. You'll do, she said, which he would learn, in the years that followed, was the highest praise she had ever given anyone.